Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Louder than words. Amen. Amen. So Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, and we'll read Micah 6 and 8. Amen. And may the Lord help us for a little while this evening. Christian duties. Amen. Let us hear, Solomon writes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Boy, there's a good one. Fear God. That means to reverence Him. And keep His commandments. For this is the whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. In Micah 6 and 8, the Word of God says, He hath shewed thee, O man. He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Here in this passage, read two passages of Scripture. Amen. I've always loved Ecclesiastes, and sometimes I'm at work, you know, and we live in a world that has become quite corrupt. Amen. Because the reason the world has come corrupt is because it's departed from the Word of God. Amen. When a nation departs from allowing the Word of God to be the foundation upon which it stands. Amen. And its laws. Amen. Then, amen, we are headed into iniquity. Amen. And we see that even our judicial systems have become corrupted. And amen. And Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes, I think it's chapter 8 and verse 11, and says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of man are fully set in them to do evil. Amen. If there is not a visitation of correction, amen, there then it will only harden the idea that man can do what he wants to and get by. Amen. But I'm telling you that we live in a world that has somehow presumed that. And sometimes we see the folks who profess to be God's people, amen, also want to follow the same, amen, ideology. Amen. I'm telling you, God will judge iniquity. Amen. He will not withhold His judgment. He judged Israel when they sinned. God set judgments against them, not for their destruction, amen, but for their correction, amen. So, God, if God sends His wrath against us, there's no remedy, amen. But when God sends judgments against a nation or against a people or against a person, amen, that is out of line, amen, those judgments are meant to bring us back, amen, into the will of God, amen. God doesn't seek, if God was after destroying mankind, amen, why would He have sent Jesus to die on a cross? Amen. No, He is meant, amen, He is out to redeem fallen man. Amen. He says when you see your brother even at fault, amen, you go to them in a spirit of meekness, seeking to regain that person, amen, and bring them back into line with the Word of God, not with pride and arrogancy and high and lofty, amen, eyes, but with a spirit of humility. Amen. I'm telling you, we can restore more with that spirit of humility than can be imagined. Amen. But let me just look at let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Amen. Fear God. Reverence Him. Amen. My, Jesus said in a passage, amen, Jesus said these words, fear not man, that Ehud, after he hath destroyed the body, can do nothing more. Amen. But rather fear God. Amen. Who not only after that he has destroyed the body, can destroy that soul in a literal hell. Amen. Come on. Amen. And Jesus then says, I say unto you, fear ye Him. Amen. Not with the fear of a slave. We reverence God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, every time I look around me, I see the might and the glory of God. Amen. In the book of Psalms, amen, the 19th chapter says, when the sun rises up, amen, in its course through the day, it reveals the handiwork of God. Amen. It reveals the terrestrial glory, what this world is that we see out here. It reveals the bushes and the blooms and the flowers and the fruit that grows. And amen. And show us the wonderful work of the Creator. Amen. And when the sun goes down, out comes that glorious, amen, heaven. Amen. That reveals the handiwork of God's celestial glory. Amen to God. Oh, and we see how wonderful. Amen. And we were talking about the sparrow and the hare a while ago. And amen. The psalmist said, when I behold the moon and the stars, who art thou, O man, that God is mindful of thee? Amen. I've walked out on a starry night, amen, and stood looking up at that number of stars that Abraham couldn't count. When God said, I'll make you, amen, your posterity is the stars of the heavens, amen. And say, oh God, amen, out of all that glory, down on this one little speck of light called earth, amen, and this one little fella standing down here, amen, you got all the hairs of his head numbered. Amen. What a mighty God that we serve. What a glorious God. Amen. That is so great and so mighty. Amen. But here, as Solomon said, Paul, listen here, the whole duty. Listen what he said. Let us hear the conclusion. Solomon's winding the book up. Amen. He has wrote about many things in Ecclesiastes, but he's coming down. He's going to sum it all up in two verses of Scripture. Amen. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. People that fear God will obey Him. People that reverence God will love Him. Come on. People that love God, amen, will do what God said. Amen. Will walk where God says go. Amen. Will speak what God says speak. Amen. And I want to tell you something. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Or if you do that, my Father will love you. And I and my Father will come unto you. And we will take up our abode with you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, when you get that going on, my friend, amen, and the Lord is dwelling in that vessel, amen, and He's manifesting His life. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you, power comes. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We need that in this hour. We need a reverent people. Amen. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole, the complete duty of man. My, God made it simple. Amen. I'm going to read how simple it is when we get to Micah. Amen. For God, and He's in here, listen to Solomon, for God shall bring every, He didn't say some, He said every work into judgment with every secret thing. God says what is done in secret, He'll shout it from the rooftop. Amen. Both the good and the bad. Hello? He said, when you pray, amen, enter into your prayer closet, shut that door behind you. Don't stand on the street corners like the Pharisees, praying long prayers, thinking, making somebody think what a religious person that is. Amen. Come on, but pray in that secret, in that prayer closet. And God, hearing you in secret, shall reward you openly. Come on with me. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said when Elijah has stood on the top of Carmel and he's prayed 60, amen, three words. Come on. And the fire has fallen from heaven. Come on. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Brother Ravenhill says, behind every short public prayer are long hours of agony with God in private. Amen. Come on. If we'll pray in private, amen, I can tell you, God will come by and pray through you in public. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. My, we need more. Amen. Prayer warriors. We need more people that seek God. Hallelujah. We need people that, amen, pursue God. Hallelujah. Amen. Every work shall bring into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. I want to, just for a little while, amen, Micah chapter 6, we're going to once again look. He has shewed thee, O man. God has not hid this. He has not played little games. Amen. God don't play games. I hate to tell you, God's a sincere God. Amen. The soul of man is a serious business. Amen. I believe it's 33 miles sung that song. We get one shot at this. We don't get two. We get one. Has appointed unto man once to die, and after that cometh the judgment. Only one life to live. Amen. I've often loved that quote on the, amen, on the old Past Track Society. Amen. The top of their evangel. Amen. That they send out. Just one life. Or maybe it's on the little calendar they used to send out. Just one life. 'Twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Everything else is going to fade away. Amen. He said, amen, if we go around sowing all kind of false works, they're going to be burned up so much like wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. But if we'll sow, amen, righteous seed, amen, and we will do the will of God. Amen. He said, lay up your treasures in heaven. Amen. Where the thieves don't break through and steal, and the moths don't chew it up, and the rust doesn't tarnish it away. Oh, but you got to, you talk about secure. It'll be secure. I got a home in heaven. Amen. Oh, I hear that. I can almost hear the old Happy Goodman singing. Amen. They said these words. I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. I'm a millionaire. I got a home in the sky that money just can't buy. I'm a poor, poor rich man. Hallelujah. I may be poor down here, but I'm rich up there. Amen. Oh, so he says, God shall show thee what to do. The Lord, what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly? Amen. To do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Going to just touch those three momentarily, then I'm going to move into another portion of my message. Amen. Listen, to do justly. That simply means to do what is right. Hello? Well, I don't know what to do. Amen. I can tell you, God, if you a Christian, God has given you an amplified conscience. I said, if we a Christian, God has given us an amplified conscience. Amen. You know, when all Brother Joe's got to do is not do something wrong, just speak wrong with the wrong attitude. And you know what happens? That conscience rears up and says, you know better than that. You know that ain't right. Hello? I remember Brother Clendenin. Amen. Brother Clendenin had just got saved. Amen. And he come up a rowdy, pretty rowdy fella. Amen. He spent 33 months in the South Pacific, didn't know God. Said he met his first Christian in the South Pacific. It was a young Marine about 19 years old. Amen. He said, I'd been out, I'd had my paycheck, and I'd lost all my money shooting craps, and I'd broke, and I was mad. Amen. And said, I was headed back to my hut. And I turned and looked over there, and there's that Marine sitting there. He's leaned up against a tree, sitting on it. Amen. Down, leaned up against a tree with that New Testament in his hand. He's a reading it. Amen. Said I walked over where he was. He's a private. Amen. Brother Clendenin was a sergeant, and he said I dressed him up and said stand up. Amen. Amen. And I got all over him. He said that young Marine stood up. Put that New Testament down in that pocket and button that flap down good and straight. Amen. And looked me straight in the eye and said these words. Neither you nor this Marine Corps will separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I had met my first real Christian, he said, many years down the road. Amen. He said, I've met a lot of professors, but most of them live like I lived. Amen. But many years down the road, he got saved. Amen. He's running a roughneck crew on a drilling rig. Amen. Said, but usually we stopped at the 7-Eleven. Amen. And got us a few bottles of wine. Amen. And when we got through with our ship, we played cards and drunk wine. Amen. Till we got ready to go home. Amen. But that night, said, I didn't stop at the 7-Eleven. Amen. They said, what's wrong with you, Tex? Amen. He
the only thing he said I knew to say was, I got religion. I got something. Hey, man, I ain't what I used to be. Amen. Come on. Amen. Said, I got to the rig. Amen. Started to work. In a little while, said, I looked up and the mud man. Amen. That mud engineer. Amen. That was keeping that. Amen. That seal on that shaft going down. Come on. Said, he'd gone to sleep. Amen. Said, I hung a weight on the handle of that motor I was running. Up to that, mud man I went. When I got there, he said, I kicked him. Hard as I could kick him. Amen. Oh, and he said, about the time I kicked him, amen, the devil said, see there, I told you didn't have nothing. Amen. So my heart fell down about my feet. I felt like I was, the worst thing in the world. Amen. And suddenly God spoke to me and said, amen, he said, oh, you've never felt bad about kicking anybody before, have you? He said, I knew I was a different man. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Oh, old things are passed away. All things are become new. And all things are of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, we need a world full of people, amen, that are born again, filled with the Spirit.
Amen. And we are here to try to make sure that happens. Come on. I know we got a, amen, Brother David said this morning, when you look around, it looks kind of hopeless at times because, amen, I've walked the road and I've told God, oh God, so much to do and so little time to do it in. Amen. Oh, and I'm telling you, but God will help us. Amen. I said, He will help us. Amen. Glasses back on. Better leave them on. My wife says I pull them off and take them on too much. Amen. I probably do. Amen. This is walk justly and to love mercy. Now, I assure you that most everybody loves mercy as long as they're on the receiving end of mercy. How about loving mercy when you're on the giving end? What did Jesus say? Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. My. You mean to tell me, yeah, Jesus said, I'd much rather, amen, have mercy. You see, well, come on, what about that mercy, Brother Joe? Amen, after that, listen, when man trods, amen, when he trods grace and mercy underfoot, then the only thing left is the wrath of God. Amen. But Jesus said, I'd rather that you give me a place to show mercy, amen. Come on. Oh, thank God. Had it not been for a merciful God, where would we be tonight? Come on with me. I can remember many times. Amen. Some of them stick out to me in drastic reality. Amen. When Brother Joe should have been dead, lost and undone in his sin, I've come so close I could smell death. Amen. But God was merciful. Amen. Because somebody, somewhere, amen, had found a time, amen, to get on their knees and pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Some of them, Sunday, some, brother, amen, brother Boland sung that song, somebody prayed for me. They got down on their knees. Amen. They took out their time and they prayed for me. Amen. We can stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. But we don't know. I'm going to tell you, Brother Ravenhill said, preaching changes times. Prayer changes eternity. Amen. You know, you want to help somebody, you pray for them. And I don't mean do a little lip service. I mean pray for them. Amen. You know what happens when you pray for people? When you pray for people, you don't talk about them. When you pray for people, you're not half as critical. Come on. Woo! Why? We looking to find some good out of that. Hello? Amen. Well, but if who you won't pray for, you'll talk about. Come on. Hey, man. We might as well just go ahead and tell it like it is. Amen. But if we'll pray for people. Amen. When somebody's doing wrong, amen, don't go tell a bunch of folks about, hey, you know what old so-and-so's are doing? Amen. I believe there's a little lady who used to sing a song in the church over yonder across the creek. Amen. Just go and tell Jesus on me. Don't go tell my brother. Don't go tell my neighbors. Just go and tell Jesus on me. Amen. That's the best thing that you and I can do. Amen. Because I tell you what will happen if we go talk to the Lord about it. There, I took them glasses off again. Amen. The Lord, amen, will send by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And bring conviction on that person. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you, that's a lot better than you going and trying to interfere. Amen. Yeah, we may need to go to our friends sometimes and talk to them. Only if God puts that on our heart. Hello?
Amen. But if we are praying, God can send the Holy Ghost by and bring Holy Ghost conviction on that person. There ain't no better way to fix the problem. Amen. Well, glory. I better hurry. Amen. To love mercy. To love mercy when we are being merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now, I want to tell you a little secret. May not be a secret. Amen. But I want to tell you, without mercy and without grace, they won't have one of us ever set foot on the streets of heaven. Amen. Had it not been, amen, for the mercy of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Had it not been that God would have mercy, we would have no hope tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. To love, to not only, not to, you know, God ain't looking for our begrudging mercy. God is looking for us to love mercy. God loveth what? A cheerful giver. Amen. My mama used to, us old brothers used to get in the, amen, crossways one another. Mama said, now tell your brother you're sorry. I'm sorry. Come on. I wasn't the kind of sorry that the Lord would accept. Amen. No, I think He wants something a little bit more sincere than that. Amen. But we knew if we didn't say that, Mama's going to break that switch out again. Oh, come on. Amen. And her and Grandma can make that switch come from several different directions at the same time. I ain't figured it out yet. Amen. And if that wasn't enough, she'd tell Daddy. And, oh, Lord. Had one of them little belts about that wide and about that long. And he could perform, amen, miracles with that thing. Amen. Make you remember what you done wrong for a day or two or three at least. Hello. Amen. Except for my baby brother. Amen. He had short memory. Amen. Just a few minutes later, he forgot all about the whipping. That's why he got so many of them. Amen. We used to sit right there on that front bench. Amen. And the grandma sat behind us. And amen. When Paul had hair, he didn't have most time. Daddy kept Paul's hair cut right off down to the, amen, right down to the skull almost. Amen. When Paul had hair, Grandma would get him by the hair, pop that head back across that bench. You're going to behave, or I'm going to have to take you outside. Amen. When he didn't have no hair, she'd get him by the ear. Amen. It worked about as well. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that's cruel. No, it ain't. Amen. My grandmother, when we were sick, she'd stay up with us all night long. She loved us. Amen. But she wasn't about to put up with us acting like a bunch of fools. Amen. Or acting rowdy. She's going to straighten us out. Amen. Listen, God what? Chasteneth them that He loves. Amen. If we don't love them, we don't care what happens to them. But if we love them, we care. Somebody says, well, abuse and chastening is close to one another. I said, no, it's on both. It's as far as the east is from the west. One's out of love, one's out of hate. Amen. And I want to tell you, hate has got nothing to do with love. Amen. Let me hurry. Love mercy and walk humbly with thy God. Don't sound too complicated, does it? God never made anything complicated. He made it very simple. Amen. You just be humble. Amen. What? Let's just see what the Word of God says. For God, He said, be clothed with humility, Peter writes. Amen. For God, what? Resisteth the proud, but He giveth more grace to the humble. Amen. Let's go back to the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. I think it's chapter 66. Amen. Where is the house that God will build? And where, he said, is God going to dwell? He said, even to this man will I look. Even to him that is of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. For I, the high and lofty one that dwelleth in the high and lofty place, to revive the spirit of the humble. Oh, if we'll walk humbly with God. God said, amen, to Jesus Himself said, amen, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I will in no way despise. I will not resist that. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He will bind up the brokenhearted. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad? What's bind up mean? He'll put salve on the wounds. Amen. He'll wrap the sores and the bends and the bruises and the hurts. He'll bind up the brokenhearted. Woo. You know that. I'm not about. Amen. I think we quoted several Sundays ago. Amen. That the sin of Sodom, amen, was pride. fullness of bread and abundance of idleness was in her and in her children. And God said, I took them away as I saw fit. Amen. Well, listen, I want to tell you, God has no use for those things. But we'll walk humbly with God. Amen. What's the difference between David and Saul? Amen. David was a humble man. He might have been the king of Israel. Amen. But when he sinned, amen, and Nathan has come and put his finger in his face and said, thou art the man. You the one, David. David didn't go blaming the neighbor up the road and blaming the woman that walked out and took her bath in the backyard. Amen. No, David fell on his face and said, I have sinned against thee. And against thee only have I sinned. Amen. Oh, Lord, would you take out that hyssop and would you blot out my transgressions with your blood? Woo! Hallelujah! Would you restore in me a right heart and give me a clean, amen, clean spirit, amen, a clean heart and a right spirit? Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. That's what humility will get us. So to do justly, amen. God wants the people that live right. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Well, I sometimes, you know, I try to preach the gospel by the help and grace of God. And if you preach the gospel about people ought to live godly, amen, folks get angry at you sometimes. I don't know why. That's what this book says. Hello? If God's people don't live right, pray tell, where is there going to be conviction in the world at? Where is it going to come from? You see, amen, conviction comes from contrasting. What is contrasting, Brother Joe? Showing something that is opposite of the other. God's people should not be like those people who don't profess to know God. We should be different. And not different just to be different. We should be different because we are different. We're set apart. Amen. We are set apart. Amen. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And He said, I will receive you and you shall be my people and I will be your God. Believe you me, the time is coming. Brother Joe don't think it's very far away. When folks had better learn, amen, to humble themselves down. Pride will get us in a horrible mess. Let's just, Brother Joe, just go ahead and lay it on the line. Pride is the chief calling card of Lucifer. Pride is his, amen, his chief attribute is pride and arrogance. What did he say? Amen. Lucifer said, I shall make my throne in the high places of the north and I shall be like the Most High. Amen. What did God say? He looks over at Michael and says, throw the bum out. Amen. Throw him out. Amen. One third of the... Oh, I can handle the devil, Brother Joe. Amen. You can. One third of the angels of heaven followed that rascal. Amen. Right out of heaven. Amen. And they are never coming back. Amen. If you listen to a lot of, amen, modern preaching, amen, God's going to bring the devil back and the whole crew back to heaven. No, he ain't. Why you say that for, Brother Joe? Because, amen, everything's okay. Ain't nothing wrong anymore. Amen. Listen, well, that's negative preaching, Brother Joe. Amen. Take that negative poster off, negative wire off your battery outside in your car and see if it'll crank. Amen. Got to have a little bit of negative mixed in. Amen. I believe an old preacher from, amen, what was it, in the 30s or 40s? Amen. That old preacher said, amen, a whole lot of negative preaching produces a whole lot of positive living. Amen. Come on. I'm not proud. Brother Joe don't just preach all negative, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to preach the whole book. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.